Oh, I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter. And where He leads me, I will follow. Oh, I love Jesus, and He loves me. Oh, I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter. And where He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus, and He loves me. Oh, I love the Lord. And I won't take it back. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
And I won't take it back. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Oh, and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. Oh, so good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
He's been so good. So very good, so good,
so good.
He's so good,
so good.
Oh, He has been so good to me.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, I praise You, Jesus.
Excuse me. Thank you for all that you've already done. Your worship, your giving. Faithfulness. Praise the Lord for being in the house of the Lord on a midweek service. Thank you very much. Lord bless you. Thank you, musicians. I'm going to ask Brother Dyke to take a microphone with you, and he's going to help me read. I'm going to try to reduce the number of words that I say tonight. He'll help me with that. I've got quite a few scriptures to present this evening. Praise the Lord. I'm going to talk about faith. It's a small word, F-A-I-T-H, faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
Faith can change your life. Amen. Faith is the beginning of our relationship with God. You can't have a relationship with God if you don't believe in God. You got to have faith.
Amen.
Amen. The reading will start on page 6, Brother Dyke.
Got it.
Praise the Lord. So why don't we read like the first Hebrews, the first four verses, and then I'm going to let people be seated. Go ahead and read.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh.
Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Amen. We're going to continue reading. This Hebrews chapter 11. It talks about faith. Its subject is faith. It mentions faith. It shows us about faith. It has examples of faith. It talks about people who had faith and what they did. And we're going to use this as an example. But faith produces. Not in any way passive. It's not a passive state. It's an active state. Faith is active. You got to be doing something to have faith. If you're doing nothing at all, chances are real high you don't have faith.
Right.
Because faith will take action. Amen. It produces. Yes. Faith produces miracles. Faith produces salvation. Faith produces spiritual living. Faith gives us contact with God. Healing, answers, works, revival.
We are the children of that kind of faith. Faith needs to be in our homes. Faith builds churches.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if anything else will build a church better, faster, or more effectively than faith. If the people in the church have faith, then God is going to do things in your life. God is going to do things in our service. God is going to do things at your house when you have faith.
Right. Amen.
Faith builds homes, builds churches. Faith pays the bills.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know if any of you have ever had faith bring groceries. But I've had faith bring groceries to my house. Amen. Literally. There's been times, well, our children were small. My paycheck was a lot less. And my parents lived half a continent away in Wisconsin. And we were in a place that, you know, we had to depend on God.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeanette prayed. One of the sisters of the church brought two bags of groceries. And we didn't have food for supper. I don't know about you, but I've seen faith work. I've seen faith bring groceries. I've seen faith fix the washer machine. You laugh, but it is supernatural to me. You got three small kids in cloth diapers. If you don't have a washing machine and you don't have money for the laundry, the alternative is the toilet. Or the alternative is not very nice. You need a washing machine. Jeanette laid her hand on that washing machine. In Jesus' name, this thing needs to work. And it started working. And I didn't fix it. Oh, my word. I tell you, if I could only convey just a tiny little piece of what faith does and how faith affects everything that you do. Amen. How that faith will build you and your Christian character. Faith will build our church. Faith will build your family, from little tiny Christians to full-grown Christians, and then they make little tiny Christians again. Amen. That's how it works. Faith. Faith supplies our garments. You'll want to dress holy when you have faith. Faith has healed our diseases. Amen. Faith protects us from danger. Faith overcomes the devil. Casts out demons. Faith has healed the sick. Praise the Lord. I want to take time and ask Brother Dyke to read the remainder of Hebrews 11. No, and put don't read it fast.
Okay.
Put emphasis on it. I'm not in a hurry. I don't care if the only thing we do is get from the word what faith does.
Got it. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start at verse 1 again then. Is that all right? Sure. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall all thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect.
Faith. I'll tell you what. I know what it's like to have lived by faith. Amen. Faith in Jesus Christ. Trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm, I am safe. Amen. I don't have to be afraid of the storm. I don't have to be afraid of the calamity. I don't have to be afraid of the economy. I don't have to be afraid. Dot. Amen. Because I have faith. I have faith in His sheltering arm. Praise the Lord. If you could learn to live by faith. Some people think, to live by faith is to have nothing. That is not true. Not at all. To live by faith is to trust God. I feel no harm because I have faith in God. Now, please don't misunderstand my words. I know for certain God is a healer. I've seen Him heal many hundreds of times. Miracles. And my own self, in my own body, I have been healed by God many times over a long period of time. I know God is a healer. But I still go see the doctor. I still get a yearly physical. I still have my blood checked. And, you know, if need be, I'll take a prescription. I try to be as careful as I can. But the doctor does not give me orders. He's like a mechanic. I hire him to give me advice. He does not heal me. If I receive a healing, I give the glory to God. God heals me. Because I have faith in God. Now, doctors have given good advice. And my doctor has given me good advice. I still go back to him. I've had the same one for a number of years, and I'll go back to him again. I value his advice. I keep going there. But I don't have faith in my doctor. My doctor could make a mistake. I don't have faith in my doctor. But I have faith in God. I'm telling you, if we're the people of this church, would exercise your faith, it would dramatically change our church. Amen. It would dramatically change your life
It would help you to the greatest extent. Because when you stretch yourself and you are in a problem and you trust God and God pulls through, God helped you out of the doldrum and you're back getting better again, back doing good again, it gives you faith next time that you hit a valley that God, I've been down before and God has always brought me out. Yes, I've been down before and God has always brought me out. I have absolute, total, explicitly true faith that God will always be with me. And it's not dependent if I'm still breathing or not. Because when I die, God still got it under control. It goes beyond my life. That's how much faith I have in God. Let's read again. More of the Word of God. John chapter 8, verse 34 to 39.
Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham."
The people of today are so, so, so much like the people of yesterday. The Pharisees, in the time of Jesus, in the days of the writing of the Bible, the Pharisees claimed to be, "I'm a son of Abraham." They claimed to be his seed. And Jesus acknowledged that they were Abraham's seed, but he also said, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham." Amen. That they would have faith. That they would believe God. Today, you could go anywhere, I believe, and ask anyone you find about God. And they would probably, in this country anyhow, they would probably, I would say, 9 out of 10 times at least, conservatively, maybe 99 out of 100. We did this survey a long, 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 long time ago, back in the days of the storefront. We took out, I think, I don't know, a couple hundred tracks, and we went to different parks, and we went all around, and we tried to get people to take a home Bible study. We had really short questions, like 3 really short questions. And one of them is, "Do you believe in God? Are you going to heaven?" I forget one other. There was one other one. But out of all the people that took the survey and all the results that we had one smart aleck person that said, "No, I'm going to hell." And, you know, he's like, he's going to party. He's going to drink with his buddies in hell. There's no Budweiser in hell. You are not going to be drinking with your buddy in hell. That guy was so, he was just off the chart. Disrespectful and just belligerent. He intentionally tried to stir me up. You know, I could be stirred up. It has happened before. But almost everybody in our society thinks they're going to heaven. You go to any street, to any church, anywhere in our community, and they all think they're going to make it with God. And very few believe the word. Very few. Everybody back then in Jesus' day, all the Jews, Jerusalem, the Holy Land, all the tribes of Israel, they all thought, well, I'm a child, I'm a seed of Abraham. I'm one of God's chosen people. And they were. But to be saved, you had to do the works of Abraham. You had to live like a Jew. You can't live any way you want. Couldn't live any way you want then. You cannot live any way you want now. You got to have faith in God. Read Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 to 26.
But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
The Word of God brings us to Jesus Christ. The Old Testament told that he was coming. The New Testament told what he did when he arrived. Amen. Before faith came, you and I, all of us, lived in a carnal existence. Shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Jesus Christ is a revelation. You got to have a revelation of who Jesus is to really have faith. Amen. How are you going to have faith in a God that you don't know? Amen. But after faith came, it changed. When you have an experience with God, we became the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And that changes everything. When we have an experience, an apostolic Acts 2:38, Jesus name, one God experience, it changes everything. Our faith has true meaning now. I know in whom I have believed. I don't question a maybe or a might. I know that God, his name is Jesus Christ. There's no question in my mind. There's no question about that subject in the Word of God. It's absolutely crystal clear. Jesus is God. And I have faith in that fact. Amen. I will die believing that Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. Nothing can move me from that faith. Amen. You got to have a stick-to-it attitude about your faith in God. You can't let anything deter you, distract you, move you from that place of faith in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 16.
For as many of us are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Let me start over. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Hallelujah. Okay. It's building our faith. For as many as are, anybody believe in Jesus Christ that he's God? I believe it. I believe it. Now, we have to continue to believe it. We have to be led by it. We have to live like it. We have to have faith. Led by the Spirit of God, then they are the sons of God. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. The Holy Ghost in us is going to change us to be like him, so that we can have faith in God. Amen. His spirit in us helps to build our faith to have more faith in God. Yes. It's self-replicating. Right. Right. You get stronger and stronger and stronger. The more that God has done for you, the more that you have seen God do, and the more that God has done for you, the more times that God has done a miracle in your life, the more powerfully that you will believe God is a miracle-working God. Okay, if you've seen it hundreds of times, hundreds of places, and hundreds of people, would you believe that God is a miracle-working God? That's me. I've seen it a whole bunch of times. I have faith in God. Praise the Lord. Faith does not falter at any or all, get this, impossibilities. It's impossible for that man to walk again. He's had a stroke and his brain is permanently damaged. He'll never walk again. Robert Tripp got up and walked down the center aisle in church. He ran around the park at the tent meeting with a stroke that the doctor said he'd never walk again. Impossible. He cannot possibly ever in his whole life ever walk again, was the diagnosis from the doctor. Well, in this case, the doctor was wrong. We need to have faith in God. Have faith in God. Amen. Don't let impossibilities hinder your faith. God is the worker of impossible things. Amen. Circumstances. Any one of us could get under a whole pile of circumstances. You know, the whole world might pile on stuff on top of you. Circumstances may be over your head, but you can still have faith, even under the circumstances. And God can bring you out. Amen. Faith does not waver. Faith does not question why, but persistently moves forward, counting the impossible as possible in God. God is able to help me. Anybody believe that? I believe that. I'm trying to get you to believe that. If you look up the word faith in your smartphone or in your computer, and you count the times faith is found in the Old Testament, how many times do you think you're going to find the word faith?
twice. Two times. In the entirety of the Old Testament. Two. New Testament, 245 times. Believe. Now I got y'all messed up with that two. 19 times believe is mentioned in the Old Testament. 124 times in the New Testament. Trust, Old Testament, 107 times. New Testament, 27 times. Faith means to confide in or to rely on, to put faith in, to flee for refuge, to take shelter in, to believe or take one at his word, to put absolute trust in a person without any question or doubt. Do you believe God like that? Do you believe God for everything? Amen. Have faith in God. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. Have faith in God. Faith, Hebrews 1, 1, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. I don't think I put that on the paper, did I?
No, I can read it.
Go ahead.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Didn't have time to wipe my nose. read slower. No. If you can't have fun, why even come? Come on. The early church experienced remarkable lessons in faith. The Bible is full of fabulous stories of faith. It's absolutely awesome. Having as their teacher the Lord Jesus Christ in person. What an awesome thing. Yes. And yet they doubted. The people standing there seeing Jesus do the miracles doubted. We base our faith on the Word of God, not on feelings. They learned to believe the word of God. That, my friend, is powerful. The more you learn, the more you study, the more, you know, we're advocating people read the Bible. I still advocate that. There's a whole bunch of teenagers that are reading it twice this year. Hey, amen. I've decided to join them. It's on my things to do list this year. You get done twice. So far, I'm going to make it. I'm doing good so far. But the Word of God will increase our faith. If you will believe what the Bible says. Yes. Amen. We must base our faith on the Word of God, not on feelings, not on what you think. They learn to believe the Word of God. The importance of faith. Again, in Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We got to have faith. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Brother Dyke.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
We can't. The double-minded man, that part really sticks out to me. If you're still thinking carnally, you're not believing the Word of God. And if you don't believe the Bible, your faith is waning. God, increase my faith. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we got to live our life of faith continuously. You got to live by faith when you're on your job, when you're in your home, when you're with your kids, with your in your marriage or your relationship, and everywhere, all the time. Live faith in God. Amen. Romans 14:23.
And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
If you're living contrary to the Word of God, not having faith in the Word, not having faith in God, not exercising your faith in Him, that, my friend, my loved one, will lead you to sin. Amen. So faith is a prerequisite. We got to have faith to start our relationship with God. And we got to keep our faith to remain in our relationship with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6, verse 16.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Shield, you know, there's more about that armor, right? It talks about our helmet and all these other, and we could do a whole Bible study on that little piece of scripture right there all by itself. But I'm just talking about the shield, the faith today. All of the fiery darts, all the stuff that the world throws at us, all the carnality of the media or of the government or of the school system or of the colleges or of the society or of, you name it, social media, anything, they're all fiery darts. They're fiery darts that if you let them hit you, man, pretty soon you're going to be full of holes. It's just going to, those darts are going to pierce you. They're going to hurt you. They will harm you. We need our faith to put that shield up that we can fight against the onslaught of the enemy. Amen. We need our faith to protect us from ungodly living. Amen. Hebrews 10:35.
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward.
Read the back of the book. If there's anything that should encourage us to continue living for God, read the back of the book. We win. I'm telling you, it's great stuff back there. Heaven, the holy city, New Jerusalem. It's one of my most favorite things to ponder upon. I could not. My mind can't comprehend what the Word tells me, how glorious it is. I don't know what transparent gold looks like. I can't imagine a city that's 1,500 miles and 12 levels high and wide and long from here to Montana. Big enough to fit every person ever born on the planet Earth, from Adam to now. Everybody There's room for everybody in that city. It's so big. My mind can't even wrap itself around it. But I want to see it. I want to go there. Amen. Praise the Lord. The recompense of our reward. Matthew 21:21. Read there.
Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
You know, it's a misunderstanding by many, especially people without understanding of faith, that they got to go to a certain person to get prayed for to get a healing. It doesn't say that anywhere. That's not biblical. That's not according to the Word of God. God wants us. I tell you, God wants to build your faith to the point that when you pray for the blind, God touches eyes that they open. God touches ears that they hear. Touch their bone that it goes back together. God reattach their tendons. All those things. I can tell you testimony of. Every one of them. And many hundreds of things more. I tell you. God is not. And you know what? I'm a nobody. Unless I be in Jesus Christ. Then I speak with the authority of the Word of God. When I preach the Word, it's not my authority. It's His. It's not what I believe in me. Because I can't heal anybody. It's never, ever happened and never will happen. There's nothing I can do to heal you. But God can. Amen. And he wants to build your faith to believe God for those very same things. Amen. It will change your life when you truly believe God. When you have faith in him, it will change you. Praise the Lord. Do we go to Matthew? Okay, we're in Mark now. Read for me, please.
Mark 9:23. Yep. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Do you believe the Word of God?
Oh, yes. Amen.
I tell you, God wants to use you. Hallelujah. Amen. And I say that because God has used me. God wants to use you. Amen. Mark 11:22-24.
And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Believe the word. Amen. Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. How do you receive faith? How do you get there from here? Romans 10:17.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
You need the word of God. Amen. Every sermon you ever hear preached has got some point in it for you. Everyone has got something powerful for you. Amen. The whole word of God is powerful. Amen. You can only go as far in faith. And this almost would seem like I don't even have to say this, but I need to say this. You can only go as far in faith as your knowledge of the Word of God goes. If you only know a little bit about the Word of God, your faith is limited to the very little bit that you know. Does that make sense? It's the Word of God. It's not me. It's not Brother Dyke. It's not the other teachers in this church. It's the Word of God. We need it. And you're not having faith in me. Don't have faith in me. Have faith in God. Amen. The only authority I could ever have is if I use the Word of God and proclaim it. It becomes powerful. Amen. The Word of God is powerful. So if you don't read the word, you're not building your faith. If you don't believe the word, you don't have faith. I don't mean to be mean to you. I'm teaching you as your pastor. This will help our church. This will help you live for God. This will help you make it to heaven. Have faith. When we pray, we ask God for things. When we have faith, we believe God for things. Amen. Faith always brings success. We read that whole chapter, faith, Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham left all and sojourned into a strange land. By faith, Moses led the children of Israel across the Red Sea. By faith, Noah built an ark to the saving of his household and the human race. By faith, Rahab hung that scarlet line in the window. You know that her whole family was saved because of that? By faith, Joshua shouted the walls of Jericho sunk into the ground. They excavated them, and they're still standing just 20 feet down. They sunk right in the ground, level to the earth. Big wall, no wall. Wasn't any rubble. They could walk right past like a smooth paved road. How big is God in your life? Great faith where there's great faith where there's great love. Galatians 5, verse 5.
For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
Our righteousness comes by faith. I live the way I live. I choose to be who I am because I have faith in God. Amen. It will change our attitude of living rightly, righteously, when we don't do it because the pastor said so. No, I don't want you to do it because the pastor said so. I want you to do it because the Bible says so, because God says so. I don't want to make up any new rules. Nothing should come from just me. Everything should be because of our faith in God, in the Word of God. Through the eye of faith, Abraham said, God will provide. Caleb said, I shall drive them out. David said, the Lord will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine, the teenage boy, and the giant warrior. The three Hebrew children, our God will deliver us. They had faith. Degrees of faith. You can have a little. Matthew 6:30.
Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
I'll tell you what, God is big enough to take care of your problem.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Jesus, in Matthew 8, verse 25 and 26.
And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
They were in the boat with Almighty God. And they were afraid of drowning. Have faith in God.
Amen.
If I'm with him, we're going to make it.
Amen.
Amen. Just set your mind upon it. If I'm with him, we're going to make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Peter walked on the water. Matthew 14, 28, 31.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Stop looking at the circumstances. You know, they bid me to come, walks out on the water, start looking at the waves. Guess what? Faith sunk, right? Man, he's going, save, I'm going to drown. That's just like us. Oh, yeah, I believe in God. I believe in God. Oh, no, I got more bills than I got paycheck. Have faith in God. The centurion had a sick servant. Just ask Jesus, say the word, and it'd be done. Jesus said, I have not found so great faith. No, not in all of Israel. He understood authority. The centurion, the soldier, knew about authority. If the general said, we're going to attack, the captain knew they were going to attack because he's going to carry out the command of his higher authority. If Jesus said, be healed, that centurion knew, my servant will be healed. Let's have faith in God. The Syrophoenician woman, O woman, great is thy faith, and be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Jesus called her a dog. Is it right to give the bread from the children to the dogs? looking at her. How many people in our society today would be so offended? He just called me a dog. I'm leaving. You know, don't be offended in the Word of God. Have faith in it. Sometimes the Word of God is, because of our carnality, it's hard to swallow. But don't be offended in it. Accept it. Embrace it. Have faith in it. Amen. And finally, I'm closing with here. Read Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Hebrews chapter 11. The cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
The people that I've known in my own life that have had a relationship and even miracles by God. It just builds my faith. Stand with me. Amen. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Would you join me? Would you lift your hands and magnify him? I invite you to have faith in God. Believe him for his very word. Believe every sentence, every word of God is true. Believe him. Lord, I love you. I thank you. We know, God, that your word is true. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, we trust you altogether and know that you are true, that you will do according unto your word, and that it is already established, Lord, that all things are in your control, and that we can, Lord, have faith in you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing. Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. I adore you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go believe God, will you? You're dismissed in Jesus' name.